Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The Federal Reserve had created out of nothing the $16.2 trillion and lent it to these banks all over the world to try to keep the banking system afloat. Basically, of course, everything centers around the banks. The banks create money out of nothing, lend it out, stimulate the economy. When the banks contract the monetary supply, as they are intentionally doing today, the economy grinds to a halt. And the banks have massive amounts of money and just frankly refuse to lend it. They're all bought in on this scam. And the average American, especially those who are losing their jobs and their homes and their families and their cars, have no idea that there is a cabal out there that runs our country. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness. People have other names for it, but they know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sydney, if you want to, Sydney, an excellent summary of how the banks work in concert. I think that Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, it's a big book, but it certainly gives you tremendous insight into how they've worked together in the past. And then Ed Griffin's excellent book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, shows how they work together. And they all work in concert. They go have secret meetings where they plot upon, according to Professor Quigley, I think page 324 of his book, how to create fascist societies throughout the world where the banks control the governments. And this is what people don't understand. They think their duly elected representatives control the government. They don't. It's the people who pay off the politicians. And when you can create money out of nothing, you can buy the finest politicians in Washington, D.C., and he who pays the piper calls the tune. Go right ahead. In fact, the largest contributor, it said, to the Barack Obama campaign, millions of dollars of contributions, was Goldman Sachs. Go right ahead.
Well, Wall Street and the National Chamber of Commerce were very, very large contributors to both campaigns, but particularly to Mr. Obama. That, you know, cites the problem as to why we don't get any changes, why things don't change, even though lots of constituents complain to them. And that's because approximately 90 to 95% of these people are paid off by the people behind the scenes. And that situation, I don't know how we're going to get around it other than voting them out of office. We did well in the last election, not as good as hoped. But maybe we could have something like that happen. And maybe we could even get Ron Paul elected, who just raised over $1 million on his birthday. But it takes hundreds of millions to run a campaign properly. And so I think that he's going to have a hard road, but we got to back him. And the reason we have to back him is that he's our only hope politically.
I think it's so funny, you know, they've got Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who's running. He's only been in the race for a week. He's sounding more like, he sounds so radical and so right-wing, so conservative, so Christian. He's, as Ron Paul said, why, he even makes me look like a moderate. So, but it's all play acting, you know, when suddenly Rick Perry comes out against the Federal Reserve System and makes all these statements. He's simply reading a script, and he's already lined up, done everything to get the Christian vote behind him. And this man is no Christian. You know anything about his private life. But we've got Tony calling from Michigan. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Tony. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do for Bob. Are you? I heard Bob was going to mention Libya and the different countries. I want to ask a question. Now, I know they're bringing back up Lockerbie, Scotland, that plane that went down, I think, 103. Why was they attacked America? They know they're not as strong as America, but why would they do that? What happened before that? Did anything happen before that? Why would Libya attack?
Well, I think that's a very good question. And basically, remember,
they
Tony.
They never mentioned that.
Remember, Tony, that the man who was convicted of killing 261 people
right.
was a Libyan. And what happens? He's put in jail. Now, he isn't given the death sentence.
In Scotland,
he's given, after 7 years, he's released. Because
right.
he has terminal cancer, and we're so mm-hmm. compassionate by this man who's killed 261 people that we're going to let him go. And he goes back to Libya, and he keeps getting healthier and healthier. How could that possibly happen logically? Well, of course, the thing is, everybody knew he was
Libya
a patsy. I'll tell you what.
On a plane in the first place.
As soon as we get back here, I'm going to let Bob
Please,
address.
I'll be listening.
Okay, fine, because this is a fascinating subject. You hang on the line, Tony, because you won't be able to hear when we go to the break.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to
okay.
ask Bob to explain to you what really was behind the downing of Pan Am 103.
Okay,
and
I want to know, because
never, never heard the truth. Bob,
okay.
are you prepared to talk on that?
Yes, to an extent.
All right, fine. Hang on, Tony.
I'll get to
that in just a moment here. And ladies and gentlemen, you haven't been told the truth. Why would they release a man who killed 261 people on a compassionate basis? Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I understand it was a CIA operation from one end to the other. And I think...
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
He was dying of prostate cancer, and they had a certificate of that, and they sent him back to Libya, and he kept getting healthier and healthier. He had, I think, 6 weeks to live, and it's now 2 years later, and he's doing fine. And, of course, but the toppling of Gaddafi is simply a CIA operation. I think that the greatest, they've already stolen his money. They're going to steal his gold. But I think they're going to turn that country, along with most of the other countries over there, over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Tony, do you have one more question?
Yeah, I want to say one thing, Stan. I want to say, God never sleeps and he's in control.
Yep, God bless and thanks so much, Tony.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Tony calling from San Jose. Tony, do you have a question for Bob?
Yeah, hi, good evening. The previous Tony asked half the question I was going to ask. I'm kind of wondering about what's going on with Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, demanding that he get his, I think it's 200 to 300 tons of gold back that he's got stored, like with J.P. Morgan and the Bank of London, and et cetera. And I was kind of, the thought crossed my mind. I was wondering if the if Gaddafi's 144 tons of gold has anything to do with this. Because of the way that they do fractional reserve lending, even with gold. That's my question.
All right.
Well, that's right.
What are your thoughts about, Bob, let's talk a little bit about Hugo Chavez and the fact that he has gold deposited probably in both the United States and in Europe at several banks, and he wants his gold back. What's going to happen, do you think? Do you think they'll give it back to him, or do you think that Hugo Chavez will meet with a terrible accident, maybe develop cancer and die?
Well, I think they're going to bring the gold back, and I don't think Mr. Chavez is going to die that quickly. You know, you're a doctor. You have better knowledge than I do. But I would think that he would last for 3 to 6 months at least. And if that's a good guess, then they can have their gold by then. If the ones who hold it, J.P. Morgan Chase and the Bank of England, give it to him. And it wouldn't be about serious problems. Far worse than what we see now. It's all going to happen anyway. You just have to be patient. And there's no rush, because once it happens and it's very bad, you really don't want to be there.
Well, all I know is that Jack Ruby was very, very healthy. You know, when he was down and he was in prison in Dallas, he interviewed the Warren Commission, members of the Warren Commission, and I've seen the video where he actually says, you know, get me out of here and I'll tell you what really happened. Get me out of here. I'm not safe here, but my family's in danger. I'm in danger. And please get me out of the jail. Put me in another jail. I'll tell you what really happened, why I killed Lee Harvey Oswald. And he developed a fulminant cancer immediately after that. 2 weeks later, he was dead of cancer. So like Joe McCarthy, I talked to the doctor who examined him when he went to Bethesda Hospital. On Monday, he was quite healthy. The doctor had done a history on him. He was a young intern there. His name was Dr. Berman, and he came to be my friend. And a week later, while Joe McCarthy was dead of fulminant hepatitis, just the most amazing demise. Anyway, those things do happen. People suddenly develop a very, very lethal diseases sometimes when they're under government control. Okay, Tony, now what was your specific question? Anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, I'm trying to get at how tight is the gold market right now. I mean, it went over $1,900 today. Let me throw another question at you. Recently, this guy, the head of the IMF, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, got accused of all kinds of things with his maid and whatever. And I read a story that he has been trying to get the United States to pay its overdue dues to the IMF. So it was something about, I think it was 110 tons of gold. And the United States has owed this payment for quite a number of years, and they haven't paid it. They haven't, and supposedly he had some CIA operatives that he was working with or whatever, and he found out that the United States has no gold reserves. You know, I look at all the Gold Eagle sales every year, you know. Where are they getting all that gold? So just basically, how tight is the supply, and is it tight enough that we'll actually go to war with other countries over it? And I guess that's my question. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, fine. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, we know that...
Hold that thought.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 866-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Markets. What part about the options? My understanding is that the option market is going to be closing this coming Thursday. Do you think that the fact that the option market is going to have to make settlements is what's possibly driving the price up?
Well, no. I think, again, it's short covering. But if the specs get in there with the shorts buying because they want to extricate themselves from the short position, and the specs buying because they want higher prices, then I think you'll see a bump up to somewhere between 2,000 and 2,200, a retrenchment of maybe $100 or $200, and then a run at 3,000. It's going to happen quickly. I mean, J.P. Morgan Chase does not come out with an announcement last week that they felt that gold is going to go up to $2,500 by the end of the year. And the reason they did that, and I know how these people think, I live with them, is that they think gold is going higher, maybe $3,000 or $3,200, maybe more, because of events that are unfolding are coming. And so what happens? You have a situation where all of this is feeding on itself. And, you know, nobody talks about silver now that they have large short positions. And the short positions now are larger than they were in April. I mean, this is astounding. And so sooner or later, they're going to have to cover. And what they did is they wiped everything out on the way down to $3,250 from $50, now there's no overhead resistance. They took everybody out of the market because of the high rates, and now those high rates are digging into Morgan and HSBC, et cetera. You know, when you raise margin requirements, it affects the shorts just like it does the longs. And so I think that we have great dynamics here. And people don't understand it. And you have to be in the brokerage business for years to really understand what this is all about. And many people write about it, but they don't know what they're talking about. And that's why they're wrong all the time.
Okay, Bob. Well, first of all, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We saw the most phenomenal rise in gold today I've ever seen, at least I can remember, and certainly this last few days in silver. Phenomenal, you know, just has gone right through the roof. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners, Bob, how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster and why they should subscribe to the International Forecaster.
The forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world, published by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time, and we have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet. We believe that everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If those of you who would like to have a question answered, we answer everyone. Or if you would like a copy of either publication, or if you would like a copy of our latest report on gold and silver shares, email us. That's Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, the number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Rich calling from Aromas here. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Rich, do you have a question for Bob?
Yes, I do. Hi, guys. Nice talking with you again. Bob, you gave me a phone number. I talked to a fella just since the last time I talked to you, and he said he was having a hard time finding the actual metal, and I know you gave me a phone number earlier, but I was driving, and I couldn't write it down. And do you see any shortages happening in silver and gold maybe in the near future? Because if the banks are buying it all, it's going to be so darn expensive for the little people that we won't even be able to afford it.
Well, right now in Finland, and in Germany in particular, there are major shortages of small bars and as well as coins. And Hersey, which is a manufacturer of such items outside of Frankfurt, says that they cannot meet the demands from the German market. And so when you have this, you have radiation, and that means that people who might be in England or the United States or wherever, they maybe want to buy product and they can't do it because there's no available, none available there. And where it's going to come from, I don't know. I'm not in that business. But there are shortages out there, not massive and major ones, but there are shortages.
Well, the last local show I went to in the Santa Clara Convention Center, there was about 300 tables the year before, and I went in, I think it was May of this year, and there was half the tables. And I asked, where are all the dealers, the bullion dealers? He goes, you're a day late. I go, a day late? I came on Saturday. He goes, yeah, but we sold it all out on Friday.
Well, I think that there's more and more people getting interest in the gold and silver. but still only a very, very small number of people are involved, Rich. But there will be shortages. We don't know when they're going to occur, but there will be shortages, and at that point, why, the sky's the limit. Hey, thanks very much for calling, and let's go to Dan, who's calling us from Florida. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Bob, I should say, Dan, do you have a question for Bob?
I do. Good evening, Dr. Stan. Hello, Bob. Just want to read a very short quotation. It's by a fairly important person in American history, and I'm sure both of you have heard it before. It's been making more of an impression on me with every passing day. And I have it here as it's quoted. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Now, this was accredited to Thomas Jefferson.
Right. Well, let's, Bob, first of all, would you like to comment on that quotation?
There's nothing to comment about. It is as it is, and it stands as it stands. He was absolutely correct.
Dan, there are many people who question whether Thomas Jefferson said it, but whether he said it or not, it's absolutely true, and sometimes the other side will plant a statement that is absolutely true, and then, of course, but they'll attribute it to somebody, and then when it comes out that he didn't actually say it, and you go up on the Internet and you look that quotation up, many people will challenge it. Whether he said it or not, the statement is true.
Okay, my question is this.
Go ahead.
My question is this. In all honesty, from each of your hearts, not for what you wish that's going to happen or hope that's going to happen, but really what you think is going to happen, tell it to us like it is.
This is what we do every Monday, Dan. I think that Bob Bowles and I feel that we're in for terrible, terrible times, and the America we've known is not coming back. Bob, how would you respond to Dan?
That's a direct reflection of my own thinking. And it's tragic because, I mean, even in the 40s when we had war and the 50s and things that were difficult recovering from all the hardship and the things that went on, it was still a very, very, very different place. People thought so differently. And I think a good part of that is because government get into the business of cradle-to-grave control, and the family unit was destroyed as a bulwark of society. And when that went and government assumed that role, then they assumed control of the people. Now that they have control, what they've done is they're going to begin to take all these social benefits away and put these people in poverty and then control them from there.
And basically, of course, I mean, what was wrong with Social Security? It was just the effort by the federal government to help the elderly and just a small amount of money. And basically, of course, it didn't hurt anybody. And now the federal government was able to provide for the elderly starting in 1935. And whether they'd ever paid into the system or not, they immediately got money. What's wrong with helping people? And then, of course, what's wrong with providing health care? In 1965, we were promised that the Medicare program would only cost $9 billion a year by 1990. Well, today it costs $700 billion a year and is bankrupting America. And basically, nobody wants to give it up. Nobody wants to give up Medicare. Nobody wants to give up Social Security. And people have forgotten that any government that can provide whatever you want must be able to take whatever you have. And a government that can provide for people from the cradle to the grave must be able to control them from the cradle to the grave. People have forgotten what freedom is about, and that's about limiting the power of government so people can be free. And whenever you accept something for nothing, eventually comes the day where you're going to have to pay for it, and we're going to pay for it with our freedom. Anything else, Dan?
No, I thank you for taking my call.
God bless. And our telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Bob, certainly, what do you think is going to happen in Europe? What do you think is going to happen to our economy here? They keep telling us it's going to get better. President Obama keeps saying it's going to get better. It's going to be a while, but it's eventually going to get better. And he's going to actually give us a little tax break, so we'll be more money. People have more money to spend, and somehow that's going to solve the problem. Because people have money to spend, a small amount more, it's going to get our industries going. Whereas, of course, everything is being done in the way of tariffs, in the way of corporate breaks. I mean, if you're a corporation, you operate in America, you pay 35%. You operate in China, you pay 5% at the most. So we're doing everything we can to encourage our corporations to go overseas. Our tariff structure is designed to force our countries to go, our companies to go overseas. The jobs are not coming back again. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, we can get them back if we had a Congress that would reintroduce and pass tariffs on goods and services. It would be pretty simple. And then to do away with the tax breaks that are available to corporations that make money offshore, and they don't have to pay any taxes on it unless they bring it back to the United States. And so all the things that they have done and are doing are upside down. Everything is there to continue to weaken America.
And basically,
and the public knows that. I mean, they're the ones that have lost their jobs.
But they never stop and think about it. I mean, what we should do, I think, is do away with the corporate tax in the United States and to give chucks the companies that go overseas 35%. Instead of that, we tax them 35% if they stay here, and we reward them if they go overseas. And nobody ever asks, why would they do anything so stupid? It's not stupid. Not if you want, of course, to send our industries overseas. Not if you want to impoverish the American people. It's very logical. But nobody ever points that out.
No, and, Congress has been a handmaiden to this. They've just all been paid off. And now this attitude of corporate and governmental corruption is common. It's seeded within the entire society. It's acceptable politically and socially to lie, to steal from the American people. And you have, like, government agencies, the Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, that's CFTC, and you also have the Securities Exchange Commission. And it's the same thing. They will not do what they're supposed to do. There's no adjudication there. And we see it every single day. And it continues and continues. And nothing is done to stop it. So I think if we don't get Ron Paul in, there's no method of going through the system and trying to change it. And what that leads to is revolution. And we don't want that.
No, we sure don't.
But if they keep on doing what they're doing, that's where we're going to end up.
Well, I think what we need to do is get involved, get people involved politically, and change this system. We don't have to change the system. It's just that a group of evil people have taken over our government. Our Constitution is wonderful. Our system is great. It's just that the evil people are in control. Well, we've got John calling from Spokane here. Is this John?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hang on there. We'll get to John in just a moment. Our guest has been Bob Chapin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a very exciting week. I hope you'll be with us next Monday when Bob is back again as our special guest here at Radio Liberty. Oh, John, we have a special.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The government doesn't have any money, and a lot of the money that the government is borrowing every single day goes to make up for the money that they've already spent. So we're borrowing about $5 billion a day, and a lot of that's going to pay off the Social Security people because they've already stolen the money. John, it's a Ponzi scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. They put Bernie Madoff in jail for running a Ponzi scheme. Our congressmen, well, they've been allowed to retire with comfortable health benefits and retirement benefits, and they ought to be. I think they ought to put them over there to visit Bernie Madoff. What do you think, Bob?
Oh yes, they should all go away. I mean, you've got all these federal employees, the people in business. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and
Go ahead, John.
My question is, why do the politicians get away with calling it an entitlement? Unlike Medicare, it's totally funded, and that money, they won't need to cut benefits until about 2036.
Yes, they do, John, because there's no money. I mean, why did they put Bernie Madoff in jail? Because he couldn't meet the requirements. What's wrong with Social Security? There isn't any money. the Treasury doesn't have any money. They're having to go out and borrow the money to make the Social Security payments right now. And it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. And the same, especially for Medicare. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. I know how frustrated you are, but you have to realize it's been crooked. It's been a Ponzi scheme from the beginning. And now comes the day of reckoning. Bob, thank you so much for being with us. Do you have a parting thought?
I think we're going to lose on this Social Security and Medicare. And it's going to be part of the downfall of America. It's one of the aspects of it. And it's a way to get rid of, as they call us, useless eaters.
Amen to that. Unfortunately, there's certain people that like to kill off the elderly. Their program is already underway. That's a subject for another evening. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you come to my conference on October 23rd, I'm going to talk upon the covert population control agenda. They've already killed approximately 2 billion people. They're killing millions every day, and they intend to kill billions more. And certainly they will make Adolf Hitler look like a piker. They've already done it. They're killing us today with so many things in our diet and in our drinking water and in our drugs. But that's a subject for another time. Bob Chapman, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, see you next week, and thank you all for listening.
Thanks so much. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and don't get me off on the population control agenda and how they create new and terrible diseases to kill the people and suppress the treatments for cancer. And, well, have you seen the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures? If you haven't, we have it. Cancer, Forbidden Cures. Have you seen my talk on Sydney on the Spectre Haunting America? The Spectre Haunting America. It's a DVD. My talk on planned population reduction. My talk on Nundare College genocide. They're all on DVDs, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talks on the Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret and the syllabuses to go with that. And, of course, you need to get the story of Iraq, the untold story, because it's really the history of all the wars that we fought. Every one of them is contrived, and every one of them, of course, we went into. They were all military exercises. If you want to know how we financed the Nazis during the Second World War, the books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and Trading with the Enemy. That's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret, and Trading with the Enemy. Get those three books. And then you'll want to weep along with me. If you want to know Vietnam, our four tapes set on Vietnam, the untold story. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you could help Radio Liberty. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And Well, of course, for the next hour, there are going to be views of our good friend Barry Shamish. And, of course, he's going to bring us up to date on what's going on over in the Holy Land. And there's been all sorts of problems there. As you know, there was a massive attack down in Eilat, or close to Eilat. That's down just by the Red Sea, an Israeli city there. There's been new attacks from Hamas, certainly in Gaza, upon Israel. They've been actually shelling once again, sending missiles in. There's been a lot of demonstrations in Israel against the government and against the rising prices. And certainly this is a country, this whole area is having real problems. Barry, you bring us up to date with what's going on.
Yeah, what you've just done is summarize some events. You have to put them in order. This was a very fateful week. Far more than other weeks. This was the week that the peace with Egypt effectively ended. And the consequences will be, I don't know what the consequence will be, except there'll be another Lebanon, this on the Sinai border. But let's go through the events. Look, it wasn't just a terror attack. This thing was highly coordinated. It came from the Sinai, which means it some jihadist group, not identified yet, but some jihadist group planned an operation. It went quickly. They shot up two civilian cars. In one, they were dressed. These terrorists were dressed. Again, this is. You have to take your sources. One source said the Egyptian army uniform. The other said the Israeli army uniforms. But they slowed down the car. The people assumed they were soldiers, and they were shot dead. And the car behind, and by the way, this was two couples. The car behind was one of the couple's brother. His name was Danny Gez. His brother Moshe was shot with his wife and another couple. And, well, they shot him, and they made sure they were dead. And, he watched his brother getting shot dead, and he had nothing. There was nothing he could do about it. Now, what he said to the press was the absolute truth, and he just said simply what happened was the result of a police and military failure. Like, no kidding. But this has led real conspiracy theories and pretty serious ones, and we'll get to it shortly, but I want to return to that. I've been answering letters from Israel from people who aren't terribly conspiratorial. I'll tell you later when we go through the events and understand what happened.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Barry Shamish. We're talking about the unfortunate attack there, the tragic attack that down by Eilat there, and southern part of Israel, certainly by their one port there on the Red Sea, at the tip of the Red Sea. But basically, people are beginning to say, why are these things happening? Some people are even saying, is there a conspiracy? Ladies and gentlemen, there's so many conspiracies, you can't count them all. But we'll learn more about really what's going on in just a moment from our good friend, Barry Shamish. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, you have to understand, again, just how well-planned this attack was. Remember, Hamas shoot rockets. They don't do attacks like this. This was very high level. Now, they attacked two buses, wounding and killing about 59 died so far. Others are, that will probably rise. But what they did is they attacked two buses.
Now, where was this?
Same place.
Okay, fine.
It was all one operation. There was only one place. They attacked two buses. And now an IDF jeep rushed to the scene to protect the buses a little late, but nonetheless, an IDF jeep rushed to the scene. There was an incendiary device in the middle of the road and blew them up. That was four dead soldiers in that one jeep. This was not just a random terror attack. This was very, very planned. Now, to carry on a little bit, if that wasn't bad enough, then things start getting really out of hand. The Hamas army, their military wing, if you must know, it's called Izzaldin al-Qassam Brigades, had declared that the ceasefire with Israel has ended. And then for three straight days, they shot some 90 rockets into Israel. And the rockets did plenty of damage. Be'er Sheva got hit good and hard. My reports say 11 missiles hit. The IDF says that 9 hit and 3 were shot down by the Iron Dome system. Well, it doesn't matter because, one person was killed by a rocket, but dozens more were taken to hospital. 3 were in serious condition. Be'er Sheva's under a serious missile attack after this terrorist attack. Now, you would think that Israel would get a modicum of sympathy like Norway did, but of course, everything got twisted. The media was outstanding in the way they twisted what happened. Israel fought back, but it wasn't. Israel retaliated against a vicious terror attack. And all of us.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Barry's just giving us a rundown of what happened. There were two couples in two cars, and the people in one car were killed, and the other people watched it. There was nothing they could do. There was a bus that was attacked, and a number
two
of people.
Buses.
Two buses were attacked, and then the number of people killed there. Then there were some. There was a jeep, an army jeep, that raced to the scene, and there was an explosive in the road that blew up the jeep, and four soldiers were killed. So, how many people totally were killed in this?
9.
9 people so far. Okay, and I said a certain number been a significant number wounded.
50.
All right, 50 people wounded, 9 people killed, and go right ahead with the story, Barry.
Yeah, that's what happened. Now, what happened? And this is scary how it was twisted, that somehow Israel attacked Palestinians and Egyptians. This was the headline on the BBC, on CNN, in the New York Times. Somehow Israel started it. And look, I didn't believe the media. It's been a while since I've seen this, and I shouldn't be surprised. But this was so blatantly not something Israel started. But the headlines every which way were Israelis shoot 5 Palestinian, then in quotation marks, terrorists or something like that, rebels, fighters, militants. The news that came out wasn't what happened. What did happen is that Israel made a terrible mistake. Israel's in a very tough position. But Israel, in retaliation, attacked the usual suspect, which is Gaza and Hamas. But that they weren't the perpetrators. Israel, look, they may have played a role, but they, first of all, they're not this professional, and secondly, the Sinai Peninsula, since the fall of Mubarak, has just turned into a terrorist paradise. What you have right now is a brand new border, a long border in the desert. 150 miles that suddenly has to be protected. And, well, you could put up a security wall. You could wall in all of Israel. And I'll bet they'll do that someday because it'll be impossible to stop every attack if they don't do that. And I'm speaking from experience. I patrolled that road along the Sinai. We don't have the manpower to prevent all attacks. Now, Israel's got itself a situation that gets worse and worse. Now, what Israel did, look, it did a very effective airstrike campaign that in one bombing, and this is how good Israeli intelligence is, and you just don't use it. They keep this intelligence. In one bombing, they killed the head of the popular resistance. You don't need to know his name. Another commander of a popular resistance committee, they killed two major terrorists and three minor terrorists just in one airstrike. But again, and this is, they were hitting I wouldn't say the good guys, but in this attack in the southern Sinai, it came from Egypt. So, right? That's where it came from. It did not come from Hamas, and Israel was bombing the wrong guys. And this has led to a missile war and people dying, but it's ratcheting up. Now, Israel had to retaliate against someone. And frankly, you have to retaliate against these terror networks in the Sinai. But if you do that, you've got yourself a brand new adversary. And here's how we know that. We're going to get to that. Israel has to attack the true perpetrators, and whereas in Gaza they may have helped in some way, they're in the Sinai, they're in Egypt. And Israel hit the minor players in this terror attack, and things are getting deeper and deeper. Now let's go on as this happens. Now first, the commander of the southern command of the IDF, he was in charge protecting the lives of the Israeli tourists. They were on their way to Eilat, unarmed. He was in charge of their safety. And after the attack, same day, he goes on, it's Russia, but it's a government radio station, all news. And he admitted, he says, I was wrong when I said in the past that we could relinquish the Philadelphia corridor and rely on Egypt for our safety. Now, the Philadelphia corridor was a road that was between the Sinai and the Gaza Strip. It kept the Gaza Strip from being used as a smuggling center of arms mostly. Israel gave it up, and Zvi Fogel, the Southern Command commander, admitted that we made a terrible mistake, and he called for Israel to retake the Philadelphia corridor for the absolute defensive reasons. Egypt can no longer, if it ever could be trusted. That's another question. But Egypt can't be trusted today to maintain security. Now, it gets stranger and stranger. Look, there was something so dismissed, but this is big stuff. Now, remember, to the Arabs, they watch TV and they see that Gaddafi fell, and without barely mentioning NATO and the United States making sure of it, it would have never happened without NATO and the United States. Mubarak fell, and Tunisia fell, and to the Arabs, this is just that Israel's next, that the celebrations you see in Tripoli will next be held in Tel Aviv. And they're planning it beautifully. On Saturday, the day after the terrorist attack. Now, see, Israel made a terrible, terrible mistake. They went and fought the attackers. They killed five of them. And, well, they were on the border with Egypt, on the fence border, and three Egyptian soldiers were killed in the firefight between Israel and the terrorists. And for this, now get ready, because this is extremely important and highly ignored. In protest to the Egyptians getting killed, the Egyptian ambassador to Israel was withdrawn. If you didn't know this, and, well, all the Arabs, well, Hamas is thrilled, and the PLO is thrilled, everyone is thrilled that Egypt has decided to withdraw its ambassador from Israel until Israel apologizes. Now, look, again, no matter how deluded Egyptians can get, this is ridiculous. The information minister, his name is Osama Haiko, said that the Egyptian policemen were killed inside Egyptian territory as a result of an exchange of fire between Israeli forces and armed elements inside Israeli territory. Therefore, Israel deliberately killed the policemen, and we're withdrawing our ambassador. Now, forget the pain Israel has suffered. Forget the terrorist deaths and the rocket deaths. Out goes the ambassador because three policemen, and we don't know what happened. What were they doing there? What were these three Egyptians doing there in the first place? We don't know if they were part of the operation. And quite frankly, I can't see what they wanted to see a firefight. They came running to see a firefight, put themselves in danger. I think it's pretty, to me anyways, these so-called Egyptian policemen were part and parcel of this operation. But now the plot gets absolutely incredible. Here is what Osama, well, look, Netanyahu phones Hillary Clinton, that's her name, Secretary of State, and Amy Barak talks with the Defense Secretary Panetta. Listen to this. You will not believe this. I don't believe it. The White House demanded that Israel apologize to Egypt. And this is a quote from the White House. They replied that without an immediate Israeli apology to Cairo, there was no point in them interceding with Egyptian rulers to reverse their decision to withdraw their ambassador. This is what your White House did. They demanded that Israel apologize after this terror attack, after this vicious 3 days of rocket attacks. Israel's got to apologize to Egypt for being in a firefight, and their soldiers, their policemen were lost in very, very suspicious circumstances.
Barry, we're going to go to a break here. And I'm going to ask if you would hang up, we're going to call you right back. We got static on the line. I just want to get a better line because what you're saying is...
No problem.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind hanging up, we'll call you right back, okay?
Gotcha.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And because I'm going to ask my producer to go ahead and Cynthia pick up Barry and want to get him back on again. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, so much of what's going on over there is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty.
We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The fact that people on their soil, and coming into Sinai, which they controlled, had killed all the Israelis, had killed 9 and wounded 50. No, they demanded that the Israelis apologize to the Egyptians because 3 Egyptian policemen, who may very well have been part and parcel of this whole movement, but 3 Egyptian policemen were killed along with the 5 Palestinians who carried out the raid and killed all the Israelis. So, but why would the State Department, of course, demand an apology? Why would the White House demand that Israel apologize? Certainly Egypt should have apologized for allowing this to happen because it happened with people from their territory. And then, of course, Netanyahu refused to apologize, but Barak, and now Barak, of course, is the defense minister of Israel, his name is having nothing to do with Osama, I should say Obama, but basically the Israeli defense minister has now apologized to Egypt, and hopefully then the Egyptians are not going to withdraw their ambassador from Israel. But this is all posturing. This is all political theater. The thing is, of course, that things are heating up over there. We're on the edge of something. I think some cataclysmic events are taking place in Israel, throughout the whole of the Near East, the Middle East. And believe me, what goes on over there is eventually going to have a profound impact on what's going on here in America, because I think that there's going to be a major conflict over there, whether it'll be a matter of months or a year or two, but it's coming and coming very quickly. Barry, you go right ahead.
Well, I think this is major enough. What it comes down to is that the peace with Egypt no longer exists. And the Sinai is now an adversary, and a very complicated adversary. They're going to have to change. The army is going to have to change its way of thinking. I don't know what. They haven't fought in the desert in 30 years. I don't even know if they have people who know how to fight in the desert. That's been a quiet border, and now it's an enemy border just as dangerous as the Lebanese border is.
But you know, see, my concern, Barry, is the fact that this didn't have to happen. The United States, I'm firmly convinced, was involved with the overthrow of Mubarak. And Mubarak, whether you like it or not, was a stabilizing force, and it kept the agreement to have peace with Israel, so Israel's southern border was safe. That is no longer the case, and I think we can thank the Bank of England and the CIA and other organizations for backing the terrorists who overthrew Mubarak's regime and destabilized that whole situation. But nobody wants to talk, even mention this as a possibility. All these revolutions, they just occur spontaneously, you know, in Tunisia and in Egypt and in Libya and in Syria and in Lebanon and in Turkey and... Go right ahead.
Look, what the result of all this is that Israel now has to refocus its defensive posture on the new Egyptian-Gaza-Israel fault line. There's something new going on there. There's a new line. Now, I don't know. Everyone uses the word Al-Qaeda to describe any kind of jihadist group. And the Al-Qaeda of Afghanistan and Pakistan doesn't look like it has the ability to get to the Sinai, but the jihadists, Egyptian-born Muslim Brotherhood jihadists, have taken over the Sinai and have corrupted the Bedouin population there, who will go any which way if they're threatened or paid, and they're running the wild, wild west, with the Egyptian army not doing a thing to stop it. Now, what you've got are these jihadist groups are forcing Israel to deal with the Egyptian border. And what this means is the Egyptian-Israeli peace accord, the Camp David Accords, have already begun to unravel. So, right? Israel now views Egypt as an enemy.
And the last thing Israel needs right now is another enemy. And that's a tragic situation, but go right ahead.
Well, I hear music.
Yeah, well, go right ahead. You had about 40 seconds. Now you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, when we get back, I'll tell you I'll tell you the main theory that I'm hearing from people. And it's in the Israeli press.
All right, fine. Will you hang on to that thought? We'll get back to it in just a moment. Our guest is Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter from Israel who's in the United States because his life has been threatened, and fascinating insight and contacts all over Israel. We'll be right back. Barry, you go right ahead.
Look, the theory is there's a paper in Israel called Hamadiyah, and they're pretty reliable. A religious newspaper says that this attack was known in Israel, that Jordan told them this attack was coming. There's all kinds of reports that said the Israeli military must have known this attack was coming. They received intelligence that this attack was coming. Now, that's a pretty serious fact. It either leads to incompetence or deliberation. So either they let the attack happen for some reason, or they're just the sloppiest force a country has to defend itself with. And again, I'm going to remind you about what Danny Getz, he was the brother of one of the victims of the terror attack. He said what happened was the result of a police and military failure, and that's obvious. But what's not so obvious is the it's a conspiracy theory that's spreading. What this theory says is the terror attack was done in coordination with Egypt. And the ultimate goal of this was to have an excuse to get rid of Hamas and get the PLO back into the Gaza Strip before the September vote of the United Nations. What this conspiracy theory is that Israel was forced to go through a painful terror attack to give them the pretext to go into Hamas with all its might and get rid of Hamas. That's the conspiracy theory roaming around Israel. I just wrote, two people sent me this, one in Hebrew, one in English. And I just wrote back, both.
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be right back. Well, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamis, and he's just talking about the fact that over in Israel, there's a talk that the Israelis knew ahead of time this terrorist attack that took place at Eilat last week was known about, but the Israelis needed an excuse to go to war with the Hamas. And of course, this attack wasn't by Hamas. It was by a jihadist coming in from the Sinai, probably members of the Muslim Brotherhood. But the Israeli knew this. They allowed it to happen. Now, this is only a conspiracy theory. They allowed it to happen because they wanted an excuse to be able to go after Hamas very viciously, to get rid of Hamas so that things would look better by September when this vote comes up having to do with, is that having to do with the vote about Palestine becoming a separate country? Is that what it's about, Barry?
Well, that's what's spreading.
All right, go ahead. So what's your response?
I wrote the people back and I said, I don't have the facts, but it sounds like it's not implausible.
Well, it's sort of like what happened here in the United States after 9/11. How would you ever get American people who wanted to go to war in the Middle East? You had to have an incident. So we had an incident, and now the American people are willing to go to war. How would you ever get the American people to submit to these searches in the airports? How would you get them to go along with the idea it's all right to certainly listen to everybody's telephone calls, you know, to monitor everyone in America without certainly warrants? You have to have an incident. And, of course, do these sort of things that happen in the world? Well, we know certainly the Nazis burned down the Reichstag so they could increase the power of the government. And we've seen these same techniques used over and over again to manipulate the public into doing something that otherwise they never would have accepted. Is this what's happening in Israel today? Well, what do you think? Is that a possibility, Barry, or is that simply just too far out?
As I said, nothing would surprise me.
Okay, fine. Before we go on, I want you to give our listeners information on how they can get to your material. Sidney Barry has written a number of books. He has a number of DVDs available, and I want him to tell you how you can get to his PayPal button, because this is what it means by which Barry's able to support himself today. And then he does have an excellent new DVD he's marketing. So tell our listeners about that, and then we'll go back to the subject at hand.
Right. Well, my books are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get there, you'll see a search box. Write in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish, and you'll get to my books. My website is barrychamish.com. And Lulu doesn't carry the DVDs, and I have a good one, which you'll be getting. I have a surprising number of orders, and I'm going to burn one for you in the next order. And you'll see it. It's my interview with, Italian TV for now. It's a production company. But my webmaster, that's Stephen Henry, was there to film the filming. And it's really a very good DVD. For that, you have to phone me. 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079.
And, of course, I'm looking forward to getting that. Barry does have a four-tape set we've put together for him called Return of the Giants. It's his interviews here. You can get that from Barry if you'd like to. Return of the Giants. It's a four-CD set. And it's on a different subject about some supernatural events that took place in Israel back in 1980s and 1990s. But go right ahead with your story. How can people get to your blog? How can get to your PayPal button?
Well, BarryChalmers.com. There is a PayPal button on the main page, and I really do appreciate contributions. And I'll send you the brand new DVD if you do contribute. But let's go back to this, really, the situation in the Middle East. Look, the Arabs want Israel gone no less than they wanted Gaddafi gone, and they've got the help from the West. They've got Obama siding with Egypt on this one. They don't blame Egypt for no security in the Sinai, for no protection of Israel, for abrogating the Camp David peace accords in every way possible. They blame Israel for defending itself, and that's coming out of the White House. So you've got a situation where the same forces that brought down Gaddafi are at work on Israel right now, big time. Now, what I would take this next opinion seriously. It's from Brigadier General Waleed. I'm congested today. I'm coughing and sneezing. All right, back we go. Brigadier General Waleed Zakaria. Now, he is a Hezbollah member of the Lebanese parliament, but what he said this week is that what is being prepared is Israel, he calls it, Israel will be destroyed by a Shiite crescent. What he means is after the United States pulls out of Iraq next year, well, Iraq will be absorbed into the Iranian-Syrian bloc. And then you've got, well, Iraq was a buffer zone keeping Iran from Israel. With this buffer zone gone, what Brigadier General Zacharias says is that we will have the troops from one end to the other, from Iran all the way to Gaza, will all attack Israel. And this is, like I say, he's part of the attackers. What he's talking about is bringing together over 100 million people in a war against Israel. Now, he recognizes the high cost of such a conflict, and he predicts that hundreds of thousands of martyrs will die and that Israel will use nuclear weapons, probably on Iran. But nonetheless, Israel will fall. And this is what he's predicting for next year, is the big push to get rid of Israel. And these people are crazy enough to do it.
I fear that you're right, Barry, and Christie. I think the only thing that's going to possibly save Israel will be God's intervention, but we'll just have to wait and see. We go right ahead. I mean, from a logical point of view, there's no way that Israel could survive. But if you look back over the history of Israel since 1948, it is truly miraculous that Israel is there as a nation today. And we've seen, but I think time and time and time again, the signs of God's intervention, certainly in all of the wars that Israel's fought. Let's hope that he will certainly be merciful to Israel in this coming war. Go ahead.
He wasn't very merciful 3-4 days ago, and he's not being merciful right now. Israel is under a tremendous rocket attack as we speak right now.
You're absolutely right, but then I'm not going to question God. You can question if you want to, but I'm not about to. Go ahead.
Look, all the Israelis who when Begin and Sadat and Jimmy Carter signed this agreement, says it's at best a stopgap agreement. It's not a peace agreement. It's going to come down. It took a little longer than they expected, but it's down right now. And that's no illusion. It's the Egypt-Israel peace is over with. And the, for that matter, the Israeli-Turkish peace is all but finished as well. They're dissolving. All the so-called allies of Israel, and the big ones are Turkey and Egypt, are going to the other side, and they're letting the other side work from their territory, and Israel has no protection. The peace treaty wasn't worth the paper it was written on. It wasn't worth giving up the Sinai for. It wasn't worth it. None of it was worth it, and that's what's happening in Israel right now. This is very significant events this past few days.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I've got a cold, as you can hear.
Right.
Look, just to, I'm going to add a little to let you know the trouble Israel is going to. Israel keeps abiding by this peace, and everyone else keeps trying to break it, and the government still abides by it. And boy, is that not understood. The opposite is the news. But look, when the Obama administration knew that they could only force Israel into freezing construction in Judea and Samaria, they came up with a solution. And now this is what's going on in the West Bank. And keep this in mind. I'm not even sure it'll matter much if this keeps going on. You know what? Before I go there, I'm reminded of something that was announced right after the terror attack. What an announcement that Israel had constructed 8 mass burials, mass burial grave sites that could hold tens of thousands of people in the event of a calamity such as an earthquake. I don't think an earthquake is really what those grave sites are for. And the fact that they announced it, that they're planning for mass death, publicly, and that they prepared the ground for them, is also, look, the significance. The business about earthquakes is such a lousy pretext. Other people, like everyone else, thought this means we're going into a war. We're going to have a lot of casualties. That's what these grave sites are for.
Well, I share your concern. Basically, I don't know how many, whether you saw the Jesse Ventura programs where he showed the tens of thousands of coffins that the government had at the site and somewhere in the south. He and Alex Jones snuck down to see it, and they put the pictures up on the Jesse Ventura's program, and immediately all those coffins disappeared. Why would they have tens of thousands of coffins? The government has got here in the United States. Who are they for? Well, maybe they're expecting an earthquake here, or maybe... But nobody talks about that in the media, although you can go up on the internet and certainly look up that. Jesse Ventura, YouTube, Jesse Ventura Coffins, and Alex Jones, something like that. You can find the site. So basically, I think a lot of people are expecting some cataclysmic times coming, but they're never going to tell the people the truth, are they?
I don't know. Tens of thousands in the United States is nothing compared to tens of thousands in Israel.
You're absolutely right. And I share your concern for the Israeli people. I really do.
Well, let's look at the trick they're using in the West Bank. Now, look, you've got to put up housing. You've got families there that have kids that want a house. In Ariel, they put up 300 units in Ariel, which is not a very big town. They're all in the center of town. They're high rises. The trick is you can get Jews into the town without expanding the perimeter or the area of the settlement. You just now pack them in, but you don't go, you don't expand. You don't create suburbs. You create on these little settlements high-rise apartments, and that's what's happening right now. Well, what can you say that that Israel is not taking Palestinian land? That you know, if there's a peace deal, construction in the settlements won't interfere with the results. That's what they're doing in the West Bank. They're building high rises instead of spreading communities.
Okay, fine. I think that you know, I understand that that's going on. What else?
You wonder, how much time do I have?
You've got about 4 or 5 minutes.
All right, I've got one last subject. Now, this is, again, the beginning of the show was so significant that do we really care about the Israeli system, but I want to put this in. It's written by Seiboon. He's an attorney in Israel, and he's explaining, well, I'm just going to give you his numbers. Last year, there were 60,000 new indictments served in the state of Israel. 60,000 out of 7 million people is pretty good. The Supreme Court interferes with every indictment. Number one, because of the Supreme Court, if you're arrested, you can be held in prison for 150 days without trial. But it gets worse. If after these 150 days, you go before a judge finally, he can indefinitely imprison you again without a trial. Now, try and imagine this. He's explaining how the Israeli justice system works. In theory, once you're arrested, you go to jail, and I was in one once. They're filthy and overcrowded. It's a very traumatic thing even to be in a jail. But you get to see a judge before you get sent to prison for 150 days without a trial. You have 24 hours, except what they do is, well, they make sure, well, let's say you're arrested on a Thursday. He says, by the time you get to see a judge, it'll be with 23 hours and 50 minutes left on a Sabbath, on the Friday, and he will find no reason, even if you didn't do anything, he'll just extend your 24 hours to prison. This is really happening in Israel. Now, if you're, when you go to trial, oh, by the way, there's no right of appeal. There is no right of appeal. If the arrest was issued by the appellate court, you don't have an appeal process. They can keep you in jail forever and ever. Now, if you finally come to trial, 2% is the lucky number. That's your chance to come out with a non-guilty verdict. It's a kangaroo court system run by the Supreme Court. And he just said, enough is enough. We can't have a democracy running on this kind of justice.
Well, I agree with you, Chris. Here in America, one in every 33 adults is in prison, probation, or parole. But nobody ever likes to talk about that. In America, in Israel, these things shouldn't be happening. But they are, and we have to ask why. We'll be right back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Barry, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, and I really, that's a shocking thing. We don't like to think about such things as happening in Israel.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States
of Israel, how could Israel possibly survive when all of these countries surrounding them, and certainly many of the other countries up to the north along the Persian Gulf, Yemen, the others, are anti-Israel? How can Israel survive without divine intervention? I don't think it can. But we're going to see, I think, God's hand. I don't know how it's going to play out, but it's going to be fascinating times. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. If you would like to be interested in advertising with us, we have one or two slots still open, and we will take advertisers. It does help us to do what we're doing. And so our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We took on a new radio station. It's a Saturday program. It's a 15,000-watt station in Phoenix, Arizona. And we already have three stations there that carry our Saturday program. This will be another one. It's an excellent time, 12:30 on Saturday, which is the time I asked for. So hopefully we can build an audience there. And we can get people to think. It takes about 6 months for them to begin to be able to rethink, because their minds have been molded, their thoughts formed, our ideas suggested by the Brotherhood of Darkness. There really is a third force in our society, sort of like James Bond. He understood what this was all about. He had encountered the this other force that we talk about here. He called it Spectre in the James Bond novels. If you haven't read Ian Fleming's novels, you know, on Miss Doctor No, he talked about Spectre. What was he talking about? Well, he recognized that this was not a matter of communism and anti-communism. There was another force. And that's what we write about in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, what we talk about in my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. You need to get the syllabus as it goes with those things. And, well, you just need to listen to our programs, you go to our website. We've got all sorts of fascinating material there, a great 4-CD set on the dark awakening, the dark awakening. And then, of course, we have the interviews with the with Joanna Michelson, who was a medium. She was actually a medium. She saw hundreds of miraculous healings, but she thought they were of God. But when years later she went back to talk to some of those people, they were all demonically possessed. You need to hear the 4-tape set on the supernatural. You need to, of course, hear Joanna Michelson's talk. We have a DVD of her. It's called The Beautiful Side of Evil. The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to hear my 4-CD set with Constance Cumby, The Aquarian Conspiracy, and our DVD with Constance Cumby, The Emergence. That's The Emergence. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to go into the background of how we finance communism from its inception, the book is Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. But we have a little pamphlet, which I think in some ways is even better. It's called the Communist Capitalist Alliance. It's a compilation of 5 newsletters. It's only very inexpensive. But the Communist Capitalist Alliance, and you can get all of these items by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there on the internet. 24 hours a day. You won't get much accomplished. You won't even have time to sleep, but you'll sort of learn a lot. And then, of course, we encourage you to tell others about our program. And then, of course, why please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, that they will certainly take a stand at this time. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the